Hi, everybody. Well, this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And we're on today's timeline in the now. And today is September 20th, 2014. And it's Saturday. And where I am right now is a little bit after 7 o'clock because I'm on the West Coast. So what we normally do is get rid of some of your stuff, your baggage that you had during the week here. So if you have any, think of one of the most traumatic situations that you incurred. And we'll see if we can take away the emotional charge on that so you can feel a little bit more at peace with that particular situation. And then we'll bring up the light beans, and we'll do three of those. And we'll start off with the mail after this here. So here we go. So, going to take away the energies that you're looking at or sensing. So, I'll count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, and five. And somebody out there has a heavier one, so I'll do a little more there. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. Now we'll energize the light beams. We'll do three of them. We'll first do the male. And I would guess that you probably have them going across your screen from left to right or whatever order you have them in. Maybe they're up and down, but typically I would think left to right would be probably how you're doing this. So here we go. Male energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going to do the non-gender one. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. And the next one, which will be the female. So I'll do stronger again. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Hi, Ron. Thank you very much for energizing the light beings to keep us in calm and peaceful while we listen to the program. And we're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio, Station 2, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're on Station 2 every Saturday night. And as Ron said, tonight we're going to the Creation Lightship for a visit. And so now's a good time to be thinking about what kinds of areas you might want to have healed. You can request a healing. And also what areas you of healing areas on the Creation Lightship you might like to have Ron take us to. So, Ron, will we be going to the Lightship more toward the end of the program?
Yeah, I would say so. Probably maybe 20 tail would be good.
Oh, good. Okay, so are we going to be accepting any callers tonight?
Sure. We would like to talk about maybe how the healings are working for you. That would be great if you could do something about that. If somebody wants to call in, maybe describe what they're, you know, how they're doing with the clearings, maybe how many times they need to do one before they have some success. This is normally the alien particular ones, or just situations. So that would be good to know, just for information to help other people out. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
The phone number to call in is listed on the bbsradio.com page for Station 2. And Ron, we have received a few emails about people's situations. The theme seems to be unusual or strange situations that people wanted to run past you and perhaps get your advice and perspective, maybe even a suggestion for a clearing they could do to alleviate some of their discomfort. Now, last night there was a caller from Canada, and she had some situations going on, and she seems very uncomfortable, and she was describing some of her problems and also discussing her use of the free clearings. And so she seemed like she's kind of new, but she's called before. And if she's listening now, one of the other listeners wrote in to offer her some helpful suggestions. So I'd like to read those now for the caller from last night from Canada. And this, of course, can help anyone else who has similar situations and feels attacked and is aware of, wanting to change, and that the Creation Light Chip is the place to turn to. So here's a way she can focus. Okay, so the suggestion is maybe it would help her to run the free clearing called Alien Keyword Intercept on all the words and phrases that she used when she described her problems and discomfort last night. It sounds like she is stuck in her script. Perhaps the Alien Keyword Intercept clearing would help clear those programs off her if she was able to self-diagnose herself, the clearing, the situation. The clearings will help release that energy so she can move forward. I'm glad that part of her spirit is there because she found Creation Light Chip. Also, maybe she could benefit from a clearing we have called the Alien to Light, along with the entity clearing that Ron suggested. So that was the suggestion, and hopefully the caller from last night is listening now, and she will take note. Also, there is someone from the West Coast who submitted her experience when she was new of what she's been doing with the clearings, Ron. Let me go ahead and read this. It's a little bit lengthy, but it's a very well-written testimony that is full of good advice. Okay, so for those having problems with aliens or aware of being attacked or having disturbing visions, this testimony is for you. She writes, "The clearings do just what they say. They clear out darknesses and densities. Having run them for over a year now, daily, as well as doing the monthly and weekly calls, things which do not serve me are loosening up and leaving more and more easily. In the beginning, I just knew on an intuitive level that these clearings were what I needed, but I couldn't necessarily feel or sense that they were working, and I couldn't yet see the results in my life. But I just knew, thankfully, that I needed them and that they worked. And this was all real, even though I couldn't yet consciously register this. The process of running the clearings has been like unwinding a massive tangle. In the beginning, it is almost impossible to tell where to begin or if progress is being made. Now, as I have been unraveling for a while, the knots are coming undone with more and more ease. I still have plenty to clear, that is for sure. But instead of living in dread and terror, which is easy enough to do, if your eyes are open to the world we live in, I live with hope and ever-expanding freedom. Things just cannot knock me down or uproot me like they used to. Even when I get hit by something and get taken out, I bounce back. And each time I do, I am stronger and more sure in myself. This, I know, is the critical mass of the clearings. The more clear I get, the more clear I want to be, the more I know where I want to be and not be, what to do and not do, what clearings I need to run now, and the clearer I get. For anyone new listening or anyone who is frustrated or disheartened, I would say keep doing the clearings. With enough repetitions, trying enough angles, things do get cleared layer by layer. And in addition, I highly recommend using the self-commands Ron has given us as often as needed and possible. I use the finger exercise, a mind-to-heart drop. Body, release my emotional judgments. I now increase my life force energy. I command to be on the Creation Light Chip timeline of light in the now, as well as just talking to my spirit and my body every day. This allows me to stay out of reaction, and if my buttons do get pushed, to get back into the now as soon as I can. By doing my own manual work, I can get maximal mileage out of these incredible tools that the clearings are. The gift of the opportunity to ascend, as provided by Ron and the Creation Lightship, is truly beyond words. So, that was really very nicely written, and something for everyone, advice-wise, from a listener on the West Coast. We thank you very much. Very helpful advice to those who seek relief from strange and scary experiences and also may have expectations that the clearing should work immediately to clear out all the layers, when actually, just like she writes, it takes time and work to do this, to really clear yourself out and start getting to the point where you know what clearings you do need and start to, you know, see the light and feel the light. So we thank you very much for that testimony. And Ron, I think I heard a beep while I was speaking. Perhaps we have a caller. If so, caller, are you still there? Go ahead.
Yes, I am. This is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I wanted to call in and try to help the caller that called in last night, the lady from Canada. She said a few things that kind of like touched on some things that I understand about the clearings, and I don't want to go into everything she was talking about, but I do want to comment on one thing she said in particular. She said that the clearings did not work for her but one day, and then she didn't feel good anymore. Well, this is the way the clearings work. They work for as long as they work. And the reason why I'm saying that is this right here. I have done the clearings, and I feel fantastic, and I get cleaned off, and I feel good, and I'm back to where I should be. And I will come in contact with somebody or something that has alien energy on them, or energy from some dark side practitioner or some ghost or something, and I don't feel good anymore because I'm contaminated again. It doesn't matter if I did the clearing like 15 minutes before and then I come in contact with this, I'm dirty again. It's like messing with something stinky. If you get something stinky on you, you got to wash your hands again. I'm sorry. That's just the way it works. And once you're clean again, you feel good. So the only thing I can tell you people out there, if you're feeling like the clearings are not working for you, is that you need to do them again because you've come in contact with something. And once you do it, then you're fine. And then you learn to stay away from people and things that have this so that you can enjoy your clearings longer. I guess that's basically what I wanted to say tonight. Hope that helps out a little bit.
Well, I'm very impressed, kind of blown away, only because we got two wonderful testimonials that you people are getting it. I mean, it's wow! I could end the show at what you guys have just got through talking about, because it's so wonderful to have that validation from people and to actually who can verbalize what and how the clearings work. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Ron, for all that you do for us.
Thank you. So back to you, Kathy.
We appreciate the call, Barbara, and your thoughtful
comments. Okay, have a good night. I got to go.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I think what we're trying to do with people are trying to help with others' expectations of what the clearing should do. and really what they should do. They do what they should do, but we should expect them to not be an instant miracle cure for everything. Okay, so the next question that came up here, Ron, another interesting situation where someone wanted your perspective. One of our listeners sent an interesting article about a man who was given a heart transplant from a suicide victim. He then married the donor's widow and then later killed himself in exactly the same way as her husband had killed himself. So, in the case of a transplant, this listener wants to know, was the emotional body still in the heart that was transplanted?
Oh, well, that's a really good question. So, to turn it around a little bit here, so what happened was the person, and it could be any body organ, so he's talking about the heart. We'll just talk about any body organ. So, the body organ is going to be typically... Boy, I've kind of looked at this here. It's going to be alien to you as far as the body. And because it's probably a brand new energy that's connected to you, that energy very possibly can now come in and change everything in your body to accommodate that energy. Remember, it has to be accepted. So by doing so, its DNA is probably going through and reprogramming your DNA. So you all know that if you learn something new, like going to school and you learn something, all of a sudden you know what you learned. Well, you didn't know it a day previous, but, you know, the day after you know it, we'll say, and so all of a sudden you become connected to that information. So what I think is happening is that that particular body organ, and in this case it was the heart, but it could have been, you know, even something else going on, another body part, so that DNA probably got into the body, and now it's right up in front, right on top of your cellular memory, and naturally that would tend to control you because that's in your DNA, and you're running that particular program or programs from the past situation. So yes, the very possibly the emotional body could have hopped in, being attached to that body organ, and or could have saw that person reliving its life after a while, having the DNA changing, and they think that it's the same person. Now, naturally, all those traumas in the DNA was passed on to this person. Now they're running a whole new lifetime, life experience, and in that life experience, possibly was, you know, maybe all the aggravation, we'll say, or whatever, to make him commit suicide with his wife. So it sounds like it was probably a wife-related you know, situation where they wanted to get out of that relationship. That's what it sounds like, maybe not. But regardless, the person committed suicide, and that's probably what happened. So it could be entities, yes, and I think more so it was the body being taken over by the energy that was put into it from that body organ. So that's quite something. If you notice, the sci-fi movies sort of indicate the same thing. Something attacks somebody, and you could just look at like the zombie movies or something, right? The person's normal, and then something happens. They get bit by something, an alien or something. Now they turn into a zombie, and now they're in the zombie role because that DNA of the alien maybe wanted to eat people, so they're now running around looking for people to eat. That's what most of the movies are about when you see that. And so very possibly that energy overtook the body. And in this case, it overtook the body because the body died or committed suicide, and that's top on the list, just right there on the surface, you know. And the emotional body probably went along for the ride anyway, but the body was probably controlled by that, and maybe the aliens also controlled it. So, that, yeah, that's very interesting. I have heard stories where people would tend to pick up the hobbies and talents of the person that did pass on, you know. and their personality would change and be just like the person of the body organ that they had put into them. So in this case, the person probably looked for the same wife because it knew it. So, yes, I would say both. It could be the emotional body naturally, but more so I think the body was reprogrammed to look for that same lady because of maybe the soul contract or whatever, and it was looking for it and naturally found her. Or, wanted to visit the lady and, whose husband passed on and to say thank you, and that's probably what happened. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, I guess we need to be aware of getting transplants, and boy, the widow, she got a double whammy there. Some comments from the chat room. People have heard similar stories about transplants. One says, I used to work in transplant, but not anymore. Heard all kinds of similar things, but not quite as extreme. Someone else says, scientists have done studies to prove that those types of things happen. And one person said, I've heard many of the same stories, even the opposite. If the donor was healthy and active, the transplant recipient would end up changing their lifestyle to healthy and active. Wow. And also some comments about the letter, the testimony that I read. They said they really thought it was a great letter, very good advice, very helpful. And hopefully the listener from Canada is hearing this so she can get stronger enough to get her first entity clearing. And someone else says the aliens are always trying to get you back and you have to keep on at it. Then someone else is asking, are the aliens on everyone's back all the time? Would you say so, Ron?
Yeah, unfortunately, I would say yes. To the first-time listener, it might be kind of shocking because most people think of the term or the word like first contact, and what does that mean? Typically it means that some spaceship's going to come from somewhere and show up, and people will come out and shake the hands of aliens, and they'll teach us all this stuff. So that's basically first contact that people think, and that would be hopefully a positive thing. But the other aspect is that you're always being controlled here because the aliens gave you mind energy, and they take away your own personal energy from emotions and pain. So that energy gets emitted from you. So it's like a psychic energy that they're connecting to. And so, yeah, unfortunately, that's where we live, unless you do the mind-to-heart drop and you become peaceful. And then you're in the moment. So that's your only defense that you have, And most people also think, by watching the movies that they're going to see or hear or be woken up at night and see a little gray standing next to them in their bedroom, which does happen, or outside their windows, or they'll see a bunch of lights come outside their windows at 3 in the morning or something, and it's very bright, and they go, there's a ship here. Maybe it wants me, Well, that doesn't normally happen. It can happen, but, out of all the population on the planet, I doubt it probably more than a few thousand people actually have had that happen, but they're still being abducted. So you have the concrete validations. I saw an alien, and I was up there, and I saw the tubes in me, and I remember being on a table, and I remember seeing these faces around. And, all that is true, but, the other situations, you know nothing about. So, yes, and you're, in and out every 10 minutes. That's how they do that. They timeshare you. And you're really you probably a couple hours a month. And if you know about that time, that's when you wake up one day and you go, wow, I can see my last, life, whatever I did, we'll say, in the last month. And I should have done this, should have done that, and I'm going to do that tomorrow, or I'm going to do it today if I can. I got work, but I'm going to do it the day after or whatever. And you get all this energy going your way and all these great thoughts about what you're going to be doing because you still use mind energy. And all of a sudden, the next day comes and it's gone. So all of your inspiration and talents and motivation that you thought you'd be doing and wanted to do and really loved doing, that was only when you were actually here. And then at that point, you're back on the roller coaster ride. So they need to connect to you to bring you fully in here, just like you were when you were a baby. And they'll bring that into you so that they can attach these replicas, the alien clones of you, every 10 minutes to your skeleton system. So that's what they're doing. Somehow they need that for the GPS. So that's the, I guess, the good and bad news about that. And that's why we have calls every, like almost every Sunday. We do one tomorrow, the last one, I think, in the series that we have, which will be for the replicas releasing energies out of you that should not be there. And normally these replicas give you your pain, traumas, and stuff, and they keep copy and pasting them, so we get those out and you feel better. So that's what we do on the Sundays that we do the 8-hour calls. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and people do report feeling much better after being on the teleconferences for physical rejuvenation and healing. Okay, Ron, well, people are asking about alien attacks and what do they want from me. And I just want to mention that anyone wondering about, you know, if the aliens are for real and what do they want from you, what do they do, how do they find us, how do they track us, what can be done to remove, to get rid of them. Well, I just want to mention that you may want to go and look at what Ron has written on the Alien Attack Removal Clearing. That page is full of information. It's quite long, very descriptive, and very clear as to what the alien agenda is, what they're doing, and what's been going on. It's a good thing to read, and then you're going to want to buy the Alien Attack Removal Clearing, and you'll get a lot out of it. There's probably like 10 parts, and they're all very, very deep clearings. And for just $30, you can have it for a whole month, open multiple windows, and clear out a whole lot of alien energetic attacks, alien races, implants, and also those parasitic alien energies that are always sucking out our life force energy. So I would like to just remind everyone who is new and who has not had a chance to go to the recommended healings on the left side of creationlightship.com and read about the, click on alien attack removal and read all about it. We talk about it on the programs all the time, and it's all written very well here in case you have a question or can't remember exactly. If you're feeling something weird, there might be a explanation for you right here in this healing description. So it's very, very important to read this and understand what we're dealing with, and most importantly, to know that there's some solutions and a way to defend yourself, protect yourself as much as possible with these healings online. So, Ron, you got another question from a listener who had wants to tell you about some weird and frightening situations that he sees.
Oh, boy. In fact, before you do that,
sure.
As you're talking and I'm hearing this, you know, my curiosity kind of goes a little bit here. I've been doing this for a long time. And that alien attack page has probably been up, the website went up, I think, in about, maybe 05, 06 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 14 now, so we got 8 years under our belt. That page has probably been up for a good 5 years, okay, and maybe even longer. So I'm thinking and looking, all these people out there at all these expos talking about alien stuff and then the people doing the, you know, if you just type in UFO, you're going to get all the stuff, the History Channel, all this stuff going on that people are talking about. I haven't had one of those promoters or one of those people or speakers ever come up to me at the expos and or even somebody else who is doing something out there, give me an email and saying, hey, Ron, you know, I'm going to give you a plug on my show, you know. You're the only site in the planet here doing alien stuff like this. I haven't had one person come forward. So if you want to know mind control, alien mind control, that's what they're all under. Otherwise, they would say, you know, I think I'm going to check this out and see if it can help. And naturally, they would know that it does by doing a couple clearings. And they'd probably at least promote it to the people that they're trying to educate about aliens and different things like that and how to help people. So I find that very interesting, as, you know, mm-hmm. I'm going into another expo back in New York and seeing the same stuff, you know, over and over again. And nobody really wants to give me a plug. I'm not complaining about that, but I'm looking at how weird it is, okay? You know, so anyway, I guess, I don't know if we had a beep or not, but...
Yeah, Roma, you have a beep. I know what you're saying, though. I've seen it at the expos. People are more caught up in the sensationalism of it than really trying to get into the reality and the solutions. Yeah, so I heard a beep. Is there a caller on the line? If so, go ahead, caller.
Hi, Ron. I'm calling to ask you about what clearing I would need to do to get rid of a pariah energy of people attacking me like out of left field. Just, it's been happening a lot, but I've had this kind of, you know, alienation energy around me for a long time, and it's gotten me depressed before, but now I'm starting to realize it's just one of the buttons that they can push to, you know, send me into a negative spiral or feeling bad, you know. So I really want to try and get rid of it. I worked with a practitioner, and she said, oh, it's a past life, blah, 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 and gave me a whole storyline. But I'm really not interested in that. I'm interested in clearing it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to, what type of energy is that?
It's like, you know, being a pariah, pushed out of the groups and stuff, and it doesn't seem to matter what I do, even at work or in a spiritual group or a community or whatever, even if I'm really trying and doing a lot of good things, it seems like people just hit at me or exclude me or that kind of stuff, and you know, I'm okay being by myself. I like my own company, but I would like to be, you know, able to be in, you know, groups that I choose to be in and stuff without that happening all the time. I hope that makes sense, but it's like the pariah of the community, you know, pushing mm-hmm. out and mm-hmm. so.
Boy.
Oh, that's hard.
Well, What I could come up with is that, going a little sideways here, but not really, all the wars on this planet that we're having, including the one now over there, is because the aliens in the beyond don't like each other, so they're bringing it down here to fight their battles. And so very possibly maybe your own spirit energy, very unique, and the people don't know how to interpret you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would probably look at, and it may be hard for you to integrate into a system that you don't feel like you belong here. And they may be reading that from you, that you're kind of maybe out there, possibly, or, you know, you just don't do that, you know? And so you may not have any way to actually connect, even though you may want to, but your spirit and maybe even your body doesn't maybe necessarily like being around humans. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I'm a humanitarian that doesn't like people.
Yeah, I think a lot of us relate to you.
Would it help? The key, the alien key intercept word, like if I put pariah in there, maybe? to try and break that energy. I've been working really hard at it, doing affirmations and doing, you know, like meditations about it and trying to clear, you know, for, you know, Christ consciousness and forgiveness consciousness to come in more.
No, you don't want to bring anything to you that's going to give you more alien energies. So just go on and do the clearings. Don't bring anything to yourself. It's all going to be alien.
Okay.
Or a nice name that might make you feel warm and fuzzy with those emotions, you know. You know, run away from those things. Don't contaminate yourself anymore. You know, I would do all those alien free clearings on the website. There's 10 of them. And go in there and start.
Right, I've been doing them.
Freed.
I have been doing them, and they do help. I have felt a difference after that.
Yeah.
But I just wondered if there was some specific key thing for this condition. It's affected my jobs. It's affected my housing, you know, with neighbors and landlords and bosses and coworkers. It's just affected so much. And if there was one thing.
Yeah, what I would do then is probably, since you, in a sense, know what your condition is or how people are relating to you, what you want to probably do is the psychic billboard clearing and, you know, put into there where you are, you know, right now with your reality for one particular situation and monitor it each day and change your billboard, you know, and move forward on that so that, you know, people can see you differently because you're transmitting something to them, maybe even unbeknownst to you. And so just find out where you are, change that. I do the psychic billboard clearing.
And you have that on your, that's on your clearing that I can buy?
Yeah, $20 for the month. And you may also want to do the self-empowerment clearing. That one is pretty extensive also. Do you want to talk about that one, Kathy?
The self-empowerment clearing has a list of all the possible emotions and energies that are around us. All of them apply. One of them is rejection. Another one is loneliness, feeling isolated, all those things you were talking about, and so much more. It just clears them out. And then there will be a remarkable difference in the lightness that you'll feel. And also more of your spirit will come back. Someone on the fast chat is commenting that they agree with the psychic billboard. That is a clearing Ron has. It's sort of like doing the affirmations that you were speaking about. And someone else said the timeline crash, people not liking you, or whatever the situation is, whoever it is. And so, the timeline crashes are also for situations that are interfering with your, you know, your livelihood. So
can you tell me how to use the, how to find them, because I haven't been able to find them. Do I just go to the
how to find those clearings
timeline?
How to find
timeline?
Well,
fashion.
Go to creationlightship.com. When you do that, on the left side you'll see where it says recommended healings. So the second one under emotional healing is timeline crash. Have you done the emotional healing too?
Yes, I have, but I haven't. Yes.
Okay, good. Well, in the emotional healing, there is an incident box, and you can also type in a brief situation that might have happened to you that day and run it overnight for like, some people run it for 600 minutes, 400 minutes, however long you're going to be asleep, and just run it overnight and ask the light beings to clear out that incident. You know, just take one incident at a time. You can't clear out your whole life on the in the incident box overnight, just one incident. So use that emotional clearing as much as possible. You can write in there, I felt rejected today by my boss. Nobody would talk to me. And they'll clear that. That kind of thing.
Okay, well, thank you. I finally found it. I'm looking on the computer now, and I do see what you described. I do see the timeline crash, the space-time crash for 1 month and for 1 week.
Yeah, the space-time crash will be included. It will be included with the timeline crash. And then there's instructions. After you do the timeline crash, you'll want to, you can run the timeline crash also for a lot of minutes. Click all the boxes and run it for a lot of minutes and ask the light beings to repeat all the steps up to, say, however many minutes that you put in. And then when you're done with the timeline crash, see how you feel. See how your body feels. See if you kind of got the resolution. Then you'll follow up with one space-time crash.
So the timeline, being on an alternate timeline, would that be like what this other practitioner was telling me about past lives and all that stuff? Or is that kind of similar?
Past lives are another timeline, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But you want, the timeline crash is for the present situation that's causing you problems.
Right, okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
and
you
feel
for
free
all
to call back
work.
Or write if you need more assistance, okay?
I will, thank you. Yes, thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to the light ship, everybody. So get ready.
Ron?
Yes.
You'll want to remind everyone that they can choose a room and to type in their rooms in the chat box and also their healings. That they'd like
That's
to
correct.
Think
yeah.
of a healing.
So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. This only works live on tonight's show. If you hear an archive, then naturally you're going to be feeling the peace energy, and you will not be going to the light ship. And so here we go. And I'll take probably six rooms for people who wish to enter a particular room in, and then I'll have Kathy indicate that to me. So we're going up. You're going to be out of time completely. You're not going to disappear from where you are. But you're going to be in peace energy on the light ship out of time. You're being bilocated. Here we go. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And, oh, we got some rooms here. So let's go to the frog room first here. So here we go. Going to visit the frogs and request your one particular healing. Almost always it should be a physical condition that you're dealing with. If you don't have one, then think of something that happened to you in your distant past, because it's still with you if you haven't cleared it out. So here we go. Bringing in the frog energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And next room will be the deer room. Here we go. And the deers are coming. There's normally always three that show up, okay, when you bring in the light beam. So if you want to get males or females, you can request that now, or a little baby deers or whatever. So here we go. Here they come, your choice. And you're there physically watching them and touching them, and they're doing what they can do for you in the form of a deer to help you. So here we go. Deer energy, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll just do another animal that we'll go to, looks like the bears. So it's your choice what color bears you want to have and how large they are. So here we go, bear energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And somebody wants to have the green parrot, so here we go. So here they come, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have dolphins, so here we go. Dolphin energies, stronger, 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 and stronger. And butterflies, and also we'll go into the rainforest room. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into a room for cancer cell release. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And then also one to maybe strengthen our thyroid. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the hot tub room to have some detoxification being done. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll see what other room we can have. Maybe we'll go into where the goats are. So here we go, the goat room. Here comes the goat to do healing with you. So request your one healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll come back from the light ship now. Coming back down, here we come. So I'll count from 5 to 1 backwards here. And our animal, pets, flower, tree garden, and plants are coming with us. So coming down, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. If you notice, you're going to feel a little different. When you're on the light ship, you're out of time completely. Here you're right now probably maybe in the time-based reality that you live in. You're probably actually in the moment of not being in time. But on the light ship, you're completely out of time. And I'll make a comment on the lady who called on the last show yesterday. She thought her spirit was fractured, and I did not pick that up at all. So she's being told information about that. She seemed like her spirit was there, and it was not fractured. So, you know, I didn't feel like it was fragmented out or anything else. Maybe she's getting a mind loop program. Maybe needs a mental barcode clearing, but I suggested clearings to her, what she could do before. And, you know, gets to be, you know, the worst problem is that people think they have something that they really don't have, and they're told that, and they tend to believe it. I'm not saying that this is that type of person, but that can happen. And then you start doing research on what you were told, and all of a sudden you're owning that, and that's why you want to be in the present moment. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, we appreciate the visit to the Creation Light Ship, and as you said earlier, tomorrow, September 21st, Sunday, will be the last day of the month for the physical body rejuvenation. And for those who are planning ahead, the October calendar has been posted on creationlightship.com under events. And those who would like to continue with the intensives can register for the next one, which will be starting October 4th on Saturday. That's for 4 hours. It's a physical healing and ascension preparation, much like we just experienced with Ron escorting us to the Creation Light Ship in various healing areas that we can ask the light beings to help us with. And then it will continue for the next 3 Sundays until the 26th of October. So now, Ron, back over to the question that came before we were just about to address. Well, we have a few minutes left. This person was wondering, he has a weird and frightening situation, and also wanted to know what you'd suggest for potential healings he should do. He keeps getting photographic images of an alien vampire queen, and he sees her sleeping in a glass coffin. It seems to him that they want him to wake them, and that they hate human males. He says also inside their ship, he sees many aliens asleep in glass coffins. So that's got to be a visual that might be hard to shake. Any suggestions that you can offer for him, Ron?
Well, yeah, I do sense the glass cylinders with aliens in it. Yeah, I can see that. Maybe they're actually hybrids or something. Boy. I would do timeline crashes on that because you're getting into that timeline. And it sounds like that timeline is sort of forming your reality of life. Because the timeline is so ingrained in you. That's what I'm kind of picking up, because you have so much visual, and it's probably even in color as you're seeing it. So it sounds like you are in and on that timeline, and you're having that complete, full-blown movie experience because you're there. So I would do timeline crashes on it, a lot of them. I'd probably do 5,000 timeline crashes. And you can put
5,000?
Yeah, I'd probably do 5,000 of them, yeah, because it, you know, as I'm actually seeing the stuff in color as you're talking about it. So it is a very vivid thing. I'll see if I can help out myself to get off that timeline for that, you know, the person. But boy, it looks like it's almost like a real experience, you know, like you know, close your eyes and you can see it. That's how I'm sensing it here. Wow. So, anything else?
Well, he said that they hate human males, and this person is a man. So, good advice to get on the timeline crashes right away. He's got some work to do.
Yeah, lots, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, Will, some comments from the chat room. Oh, there's one in particular for the woman who called a few minutes ago before we went to the light ship. She's suggesting that she can get a lot of clearings if she buys the Prosperity Jumpstart, because that clearing includes both Prosperity and the Psychic Billboard. So that's a lot of clearings in that Jumpstart. Could look into it. And so another person said that the Psychic Billboard clearing did change their life, and people put stuff on our billboard that they have no clue about, and a lot of very negative things were cleared.
How long she's been doing the billboard? Does she do it every month? I'm kind of curious. Maybe she can mention that. Also, what I will say is when you do the whole lifetime emotional, you do not enter into the box where you have situations. That's only for the unlimited version. So you don't want to go into that thinking that you have this situation and put it into that box. It's not needed. You know, you first do your whole lifetime clearing by putting your age in, and typically 20 minutes you're done. And then from there, if you want to go in after that to stay current, then you get the unlimited version. And then you can enter into the different days and situations that you may be experiencing to have that cleaned away from you. So you don't go into it and just, you know, put in what your main issue is right now. That's not, it's not designed to work that way. So back to you, Kathy.
Good clarification, Ron. The emotional whole life unlimited is, like you said before, it's recommended because you can take your trash out every day.
That's a good one.
You said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. It's 55 till, but we have a little time. Let's see. Oh, and someone else is saying we all get off balance at times, but it's important to stay straight with the Creation Light Chip healings again. And a question, will the alien to light clearing help clear orbs off of a person?
It might. It might, but that's designed to have aliens that would be in your body go to the light. And it's also, if you happen to see an alien, you might be able to put it in there too, and to help them out if they would like to come into the light. So that's what the alien to light clearing is for. And that you could stretch it out, we'll say, and you could say that aliens could be shapeshifters that are inside of people. Normally you don't see shapeshifters too often, but they do show up now and then. So, you know, you may want to go on YouTube maybe and look at them, but it's, you know, it's when somebody changes their physical form to something else, and then all of a sudden they revert back to becoming human. Typically they're not human at that point. So a shapeshifter is just somebody that's kind of maybe in your back seat, you know, in your car, and they're kind of just waiting to come out to show themselves or to see what's happening here, and they will come into a body, change physical form. Normally, they're only doing that for maybe a tenth of a second, so you may not get to see somebody for a long amount of time, but they do appear that way. And I think if they were to stay in that form of that alien life form, you know, if they're there for 5 minutes, I'm sure the streets that they'd be walking on, if they're in streets, would probably clear out instantly, as you see some kind of life form that you didn't recognize, especially if it had, you know, sharp teeth and claws and a long tail, you know. But anyway, that's what that clearing is for. So back to you, Kathy.
Another listener writes in another frightening experience, wanted your opinion about, was asleep and then found themselves screaming no real loud, and doesn't have any memory of why they were screaming the word no, but their heart was pounding and it was a real screaming. I guess she woke herself up. So she's asking, was she being abducted, and or was this an entity trying to reattach her to her?
Let's see here.
Guess she's trying to figure out which clearing to do.
Okay. I'm not picking up entities on this one, but it's good for people listening because that could be a possibility. Maybe you're out of your body and something wants to come in. This one here felt more like an alien type of situation. The abduction had already happened. And so you're kind of following the movie screen and maybe, you know, the particular situation in the movie was probably pretty awful. And it was going to be something happening to you. So it'd be like being on the operating table and you see somebody coming, you know, with a chainsaw, you know, and you go, you know. So, yeah, so that can happen, you know. Not like that, but you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are, as I'm looking at it, more than likely it was, it could have been like artificial insemination or something. This happens to a lot of women. What would I say, a lot? I don't know. I wouldn't want to say 90%, but I would probably kind of look at that way. And because you're taking all the time. And so, you know, there's a lot of hybrids out there that you probably, you know, may even, you know, be curious about. If you do feel like you've been pregnant and all of a sudden you're not, that means that's the situation there. Sometimes people actually get abducted and they are shown their children that they have. Some races do that because they need to have that connection, the human connection to the child, and that may or may not be blocked out from you. So I have talked to women who have had that, and you know, they know that it's okay for them. Before, they were always wondering, and then they would say, yeah, I had this connection where I saw, you know, four of my children up on a ship someplace, and, you know, they were okay with that. I guess it depends on the person that's happening to. And this also happens to men, too. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, hope that helps that listener. And another person.
Looks like it's two after. Boy, okay. So I guess we should do the mind of heart drop. We got our 8-hour conference call tomorrow at 10 in the morning Pacific. So here we go. Mind of heart drop. Commanding your spirit to take your thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go. That way you're at peace and source energy. Otherwise, you're in mind. And that's the darkness. That's the alien energy. So here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, so hopefully you're doing wonderful. And, boy, great show. Thank you, Kathy. Bye,
thank
everybody.
You, Ron. Thank you, callers, and those who wrote to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Please continue to write. Our next show will be on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time for the Healing Highway.